Good tidings. Hello, and I hope you're doing okay wherever you're listening this episode from. Welcome to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Onyagia. So the year has started. This is the first episode of 2022. We are grateful we've seen this air. I've not found myself in a situation where I'm writing the year so that I confuse 2021. Rather than writing 2022, then I'm like, it's 2022. I've not written the year. I only do dates. But I will. I want to get accustomed to the idea that it is a new year and it is 2022, and someone has two digits to their age. So yeah. So basically, today, this year, I was listening to another podcast, and the lady was like, she was so self-aware, like she was asked a question, and she answered it so eloquently, so boldly, so elaborate, and it was a question on self-awareness. So I was like, how much of us know how to define yourself like that? So that is what led me to do this topic today. That is self-awareness as that topic. Like, how do you know you? Do you know you as a person? Yes, you live with you, but do you know you? Do you understand you? So yeah, so I'm going to be tackling self-awareness as a topic. So basically, self-awareness is the standpoint of personal development. Like, it is comprehensive knowledge about you as a person. Like, do you know your strength, your weaknesses, your habits, your why? Like, why do I do this like this? Why do I react this way to that way? Evil. Like, do you understand you as a person comprehensively, not in a certain perspective only, but comprehensively as a person? So yes, so basically it means that when you're self-aware, you're able to tap to your thoughts and your emotions, and you know where they both lead you. Like, saying you're able to tap into your emotion and thoughts, it's like, you know, when certain thoughts come your way, you know how to control them, how to deal with them, and also your emotions, like, maybe someone angers you. You know how you react as a person. So basically, if I get angry very fast, I'll definitely avoid situations that make me angry. Rather, if you make me angry and I know I might react badly or formally in previous situations, what I have done due to anger has not been good, I'll try and control myself. Like, I'll tell me, Adoris, no, I know you react this way, but please, not this place. So it's because you're aware. It's because you know that I react this way to anger. That is why you're able to tap that emotion, that anger emotion. You tap it down and you know how to react. Yeah. So even your words, your behavior, like, why do you have certain habits? Why do you, like, a habit? For example, people have been making New Year resolution. So basically, people have been making very big plans for the year, which is very okay, very good. But if you don't break these long-term goals into short-term objectives so that you achieve a step at a time, at the end of the year, you'll weigh and you'll find that you have not achieved anything. So what basically I'm saying is, for example, I promise myself that at the end of this year, I want to have walked 100 kilometers. Is 100 a lot or a little? I think it's a little. So let's say 10,000 kilometers this year. I say by the end of the year. So that is by December. I have to break down this goal into daily objectives, like each day I'll walk half a kilometer or this kind of meters or this kind of kilometers so that I can reach the set objective. So I found a nicer way to describe it. People have been saying, like, the way you promise yourself to read books, like, I have 5 of them that I have promised myself to read by the end of this year. But how have you broken them down? Like, you probably know the problem with you as a person is that you don't commit yourself to reading. So before you move to calculating these books to be 5, first deal with you as a person in terms of your habits, in terms of your behavior. Teach you consistency. Teach you how to commit to things. Commit yourself to reading 5 pages a day. That is, like, you are aware that I am not a consistent person. Yes. So what do I do with this consistency of mine? I'll start small. So when you teach yourself 5, you'll find that, yes, today I read 5. Tomorrow, instead of reading 5, I read 10. I was not intending to read 10, but I just found it as a habit that is forming. This is because you already formed an awareness of yourself. So basically, this gives a clear point of who we are and what we need from others. When you understand self-awareness, you understand you as a person. Like, I understand I'm not consistent, for example. So what do I need from others? I need a person that is consistent so that they can push me, so that I can actually get this virtue that I don't have. I don't have consistency. But if I see you consistent in something you're doing, or if you, I know you are consistent, you will definitely help me to achieve consistency. So if you're not aware that this is what you lack and this is what you need from people, you won't actually make it. And that is basically it in terms of self-awareness. So the questions that you must ask yourself to just assess, like, how self-aware am I? Like, in terms of when you ask yourself your biggest strength and your biggest weakness. Let me answer as a person. My biggest strength is that I think I make decisions on my own, according to my own mind. I don't, even if I seek for help, even if I'm asking you on a certain thought, the decision, I'll make it on myself. My biggest weakness, I am not sure. So yeah, that is one. Mm-hmm. When am I at my best? When am I at my best is when I am under pressure. So basically, I've just realized that the other day that I work very well under pressure. I have not been under pressure for the last 4 months, I think. I think from September. That is, September is 9 to 12. That is 4 months. For the last 4 months, I have not been under any pressure. And the match I have achieved is not worth being called the match, because it has not been a lot. But I have been under pressure for the past 6 days of this month, January, and I have gotten a lot of things done, a lot. Like, I've realized I work best under pressure. I've become self-aware in that aspect. So what kind of a person do I want to be? I want to be an all-round, comprehensive, ready lady. Yes. Am I making sense? I am. Yes, I want to be a person. I'm trying to answer these questions for myself, so that if you're listening, you also get to answer them for you. But I don't think I'll answer all of them, because if I take time answering all of them, it means I'm taking more time of the podcast. So let me proceed with asking the questions. What activities am I doing when it feels like time flies by? Like, anytime you feel like time is moving too fast, you've not done what you're supposed to do, but time is already coming to an end. What do you do? Like, what activities do you do to measure up? What is working well in my life and work today? What is this quality? What is this virtue that is working for me in my current doings, in my current work? You have to be able to answer that to measure your self-awareness. What makes me proud of myself? What is this that when I do, I'm like, wow, guys, this is me. This is definitely Doris Wanyagia. Please come see me. Then what, how do I deal with negative thoughts? So I talked about tapping thoughts. When you're self-aware, you're able to tap your thoughts. So what if negative thoughts come to you? How do you deal with them? Are you able to tap them? Are you able to control them? What do you do? So this is basically answering that question. Are you able to deal with them? What do you do basically? How do you stay grounded when life seems overwhelming? When you have like 10 activities in a day, life seems to be pushing you every other corner. What is this that puts you to the ground and tells you just relax, you're okay, you'll be okay, you'll be able to handle all of this. What motivates my progress, like as a person? What is this that keeps you going every other day? So when you're self-aware, you definitely know where you definitely wake up and you're like, this one is what makes me continue working in what I'm working on. This is what drives my progress. You must be able to answer that. What worries me about my future? I fear failure. I fear poverty. That one I had to answer, yes. So what is this for you? What matters most in your life as a person? What is this that if touched, it's a soft spot for you? If touched would leave you broken. You have to be able to answer that also. Then you also have to differentiate between, are you a realist or a visionary personality? Do you make your decision based on intuition or logical analysis? Personally, let me first break down the two, intuition and logical analysis. So guys that make their decisions based on intuition, these ones are the ones that make their decisions based on, I am convinced. My soul is telling me, do we say soul? My heart is showing me this side is the correct one. But then those ones that make it using logical analysis are the ones that weigh their options. If I do this, this consequence might follow. If I do this, this consequence might follow. If I also don't choose a certain side, this consequence will follow. So that is logical analysis. You're able to take a side. You're able to weigh the both sides. You're aware of the consequences that will follow you when certain things happen. So basically, Mimi as a person, I think I use both of them. It is just determined by the situations. Some situations will require logical analysis, most especially where the loss is where a loss is involved, where the heart is involved. I use intuition. Any day, any time, and intuition will have to you to go. And I've realized that. This life, you are the one to measure your success. You're the one to determine who you want to be, and you're the one to, like, just basically decide. Don't listen to people. Okay, listen to people when they're advising you, but please follow your heart and know that you're you. It is you. These decisions are for you. So basically, that is it for self-awareness. I hope you become more self-aware, like the lady I listened to. She was talking about things that made her in a child that did, for example, let me break it down what she was talking about. She was saying, right now she's a speaker. No, let me use me, but I don't have a childhood experience. But okay, let me use me. Right now, I am a podcaster. I have become a photographer. I am a digital marketer, and I am a broadcast journalist. So, on a daily basis, the things that I do mostly has are digital marketing and Kadoru Beauty accessories. So the question is, like, what in my childhood changed me, or no, not changed, but shaped me to be the person I am today? What in my childhood made sure or contributed to the fact that I am an entrepreneur right now? That I am a digital marketer now, that I talk too much, like I prefer, like I share content via talking. What is it in your childhood that motivated you to become who you are today? I have not been able to trace mine. I am still thinking. I am still soul searching. It is part of self-awareness journey. The journey is not a destination. It is just progress. It's just a journey that involves you working on you, realizing yourself, but then realizing also that you still have a long way to go. You have not yet discovered who you are fully. And I'm happy. I want to go through this journey every day, one at a time. No hurry. Like, it's not a competition. It's not a destination. It's just a journey that you have to grow with yourself, because you're growing. You realize you're becoming better. You're learning more things. You're discovering that you're better at this and not at this, or you're discovering that this thing I used to hate, I can actually succeed in it. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Onyagia. Until next time, please let us become more self-aware and accept that it is a journey, not a destination. We are walking in this all through our life. Thank you. Bye-bye.